From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A military spokesman told reporters Wednesday that Iraqi troops killed 8 Islamic State militants in the newly recaptured neighborhood of Gagjali in Mosul. Meanwhile, hundreds of people from the adjacent neighborhood of Al-Sama streamed out of the area, some holding white flags. Iraqi forces say they are advancing on the southern part of the city. The Russian Defense Ministry said Wednesday it would observe a humanitarian pause on Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the embattled city of Aleppo. A Russian spokesman says the moratorium has been approved by Syrian officials. He said rebels would be allowed to leave the city via 2 new corridors, one leading to the Turkish border and the other to the city of Idlib. The rebels will not be required to surrender their weapons, but Reuters reports the rebels are rejecting demands that they withdraw. The United Nations says the French and British governments have failed to meet their obligations to the children who have been living at the Calais migrant camp, which is now closed. The UN Human Rights Commissioner said Wednesday that the best interests of the children have been completely disregarded. He said hundreds of children have been subjected to inhumane living conditions and exposed to smugglers and traffickers. Amnesty International says the staff of its Moscow office arrived at work Wednesday to find that their office doors were closed and locked, and a warning on the door telling people not to enter. The international rights group said the locks on the door of its office in the Russian capital had been changed. No explanation was given. Amnesty International's Europe director said he hoped there was a simple administrative explanation. A Kremlin spokesman said he knew nothing about the office closure. This is VOA News.